Rahman Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter. Day before yesterday we started a new chapter on a grateful, wealthy person. A person Allah Ta'ala has granted him wealth, and together with his wealth, this person is very grateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Imam Nawawi Rahmatullahi, under his chapter, he explains also what is meant by this, that one who earns in the correct manner and also spends in avenues that have been commanded by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So today we start the ahadith. We were doing the ayat of the Quran that come under this chapter. So today we start the ahadith. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la hasada illa fithnatain, rajulun atahu Allahu malan fasallatahu ala halakatihi fil haqqi, wa rajulun atahu Allahu hikmatan fahuwa yaqdi biha wa yuallimuha. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا حسد إلا في اثنتين رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار متفق عليه. First riwayat, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه narrated, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that envy, yeah, it's hasad. Actually, we did this hadith before, that ya ghibta is meant. There's a difference between, in English we'll just say jealousy or envy, but in Arabic there's a difference between the ghibta and hasad. Ghibta is where a person wishes that he could have what the next person has, but not desiring that the next person must lose what he has. And hasad is where I desire that I must have it and that person must lose what he has. So I'm jealous of that person. He's got this and Allah has blessed him with that and Allah has blessed him with so many different things. And I'm desirous that he must lose it, and how nice if I could have like that what he's got. So this is called jealousy. This is not permissible under all circumstances. There's no permissibility at all. What this hadith is speaking about is ghibta. Ghibta means that Allah Ta'ala has blessed this person with certain qualities. We'll explain which qualities. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with certain things. How nice if I also can have like that. In other words, I'm not desiring he must lose what he has, but I'm also desiring that how nice if I could also have. So this is what is meant in this hadith, that this ghibta, this type of envy, is only lawful with regards to two people. A person whom Allah Ta'ala has granted wealth and he spends it in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and a person whom Allah Ta'ala has granted him wisdom and he gives judgment by it and teaches it. So one is a person Allah has given him wealth, but continuously this person is spending his wealth in the path of Allah. He's not hoarding his wealth, he's not just building up an empire, but he's using his wealth in all good causes, in spending on madrasas, spending on masjids, putting up boreholes, spending on the poor, welfare, whatever chance, opportunity he's getting to spend, this man is spending. If another person sees this person and he desires that, I wish I could also do what he is doing, then there's no harm in this because the niyat is good. Not desiring that this person loses it, but how nice if I could also. So this is permissible in Islam to have that type of a desire. And the other person is person Allah Ta'ala has given him wisdom, Allah Ta'ala has given him hikmat, and he gives judgments by it and he teaches it. In the next hadith we did, the similar wording is mentioned but a bit more specific. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ghibta, envy, is not lawful. Word is used hasad, but explanation is ghibta, envy, is not lawful except with regards to two people. A person whom Allah Ta'ala has given the Quran and he upholds it day and night, and a person whom Allah Ta'ala has given wealth and he spends it day and night. So here the first part of the hadith is a little bit more specific. It's not just hikmat mentioned, but specifically mentioning Quran. That Allah Ta'ala has blessed this person with Quran, the knowledge of Quran, etc. And this person upholds it. He lives by the Quran and he will die by the Quran inshallah, but this person is holding the Quran, he's reciting the Quran, he's fulfilling the rites of the Quran. Another man wishes, how nice if Allah Ta'ala had given me Quran also. He's desirous of this. So this type of desire is permissible. And then again, a person who's got wealth, yeah, it doesn't mean that you have to be a very wealthy person to be spending. Whatever you got, in whatever capacity you can spend, you must spend. Doesn't mean that now you don't have so much like that wealthy person. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, that we should be spending. Under this, there's one discussion that takes place, that what type of knowledge is necessary for a person to teach the next person, for a person to advise and teach the next person. Firstly, when you get the fara'id, those that are absolutely, that knowledge that is absolutely necessary. The next man doesn't know how to read namaz, and he comes and he asks us to teach him, teach me how to read namaz, I don't know how to. Maybe he's a new Muslim, or a person that never learned, never went to madrasa. Now, because namaz is faraz, And to teach him now becomes for us. It becomes necessary that we have to teach him. The man doesn't know he's asking, so it's necessary for us to teach him how to read that salah, because that is something that is necessary. Like that, the person doesn't know the rules of zakat, and it's necessary upon him to pay zakat, and we know the rules. We should teach him, it becomes necessary. A man doesn't know how to make wuzu, and he's asking us to teach him. Now it becomes necessary, not something that's just optional. A person should teach that person how to make wuzu so he can fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of salah, etc. So that is one. And then you'll get that type of ilm, that type of knowledge that is preferable. A person, for example, he knows different kitabs, he knows different riwayat. So one person wants to do additional study of a hadith, etc. So now he takes out time, his extra time. It's not something that's absolutely necessary, but he takes out time and he teaches that person, let me teach you, let me do some additional laws of fiqh, etc. Let us go through it. So now that is preferable, something that is desirable, etc. Then you get some type of knowledge, some type of ilm, and this is also important, that it's actually desirable not to teach people also, because people may misuse it. They may not take that knowledge correctly. Or sometimes you'll find a person will be asking a question for entertainment. And it often happens that people ask questions for entertainment. One person asked an alim that if I go to the moon, then which direction must I face? How do I find the Qibla from the moon? So now those type of questions, ulama explained, it is even desirable not to answer, because deen now becomes a form of entertainment. One person came to Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he posed a question. He says that there was a woman traveling with her husband and traveling with her brother-in-law, husband's brother. So they were on a journey. And then one robber came and he cut off the head of the husband and he cut off the head of the brother-in-law. It so happened that one buzruk was being passed and he made dua there. And when he made dua and he put the heads back onto the body, but the mistake he made was he put the brother-in-law's head on the husband's body and he put the husband's head on the brother-in-law's body. So now, is it permissible for this woman to live with a husband like that? And the body is the brother-in-law's and the head is the husband's. So when Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali heard this question, he said, bring both of them here to me, I'll cut the heads and I'll put it right. So that's the answer he gave. So sometimes when questions are asked like this, hypothetical question, it's better that the questions also don't be answered. So under this ulama explained that you will get these type of questions just for entertainment, people will put type of questions and all that. So better that we don't make our deen and type of entertainment. Those questions we don't answer. But where is necessary, then a person should teach. Allah Ta'ala bless those people. You get so many people that are teaching in maktabs, teaching in the madrasas. They've given their life for teaching deen and imparting deen. But doesn't mean we don't have a madrasa. Wherever we got the opportunity, we see someone, we got a chance to talk, we should spread deen in whichever way we can. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.